Well, Emily and David Brown certainly had an early spring to remember, taking a lot of Aussie cash back home to New Zealand. And they'll be back in the autumn looking for an even bigger prize with Elephant, one of the leading contenders for the All-Star Mile. It's great to catch up with David Brown over in New Zealand. How are you, David?
Good, thank you.
Had a good Christmas period over there when you finally got back home from Melbourne in the later part of spring?
Yeah, had a good Christmas. Had a good time with the family, so it's it was really good to get back to them and celebrate with them, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it would have been some good Christmas presents this year with the campaigns that your gallopers had in the Spring Carnival and all the cash you're able to take home. Gee, they performed exceptionally well. And are you keen to bring a team back in the autumn?
Yeah, we're going to bring more than likely Elephant and Rhino will come back, and there's a couple of others too coming back. So really exciting, really.
Elephant was the stable star. He performed so well. The All-Star Mile has a $5 million carrot dangling there, waiting for a horse like Elephant. How do you think he'd compete in a race like the All-Star Mile?
This time back in, he's a lot stronger than he has been. We just give him a quiet trial at Matamata the other day, and he's going to have another quiet trial next Friday at Ellerslie. And then we'll assess from there. But this time in, he definitely has a lot more bulky and a lot more strength about him. He's done well for this time out.
Well, he's only lightly raced, so you'd expect that he's continuing to improve. Do you think he'll come back a better horse with that extra strength?
We think so. He's, funnily enough, even being 5-year-old, in the spring was his first decent campaign. So it took him a while to adjust to actually being started a bit more often. And it's sort of, I think it's really changed him. He's a lot more rounded racehorse now than he was definitely 12 months ago.
Well, what's the campaign that you've maybe got in the back of your mind heading towards an All-Star Mile?
We've sort of been just keeping it a little bit casual at the moment. And assessing how he comes up and our options in front of us. He may well start on the 12th and over here. There's a weight for age race at 1400 metre race at Te Rapa. Or he may just come straight over for the oar, just depending on how he's going, really.
And a horse, he's got a bit of a cult following like Elephant. New Zealanders can vote now with the All-Star Mile, and the voting begins on Monday. Are you going to structure a campaign? Do you think you'd be pretty right to get into an All-Star Mile with the cult following he's got?
Hopefully. A lot of people follow him, so hopefully he can get his way in there. And it'll be good if he does, that's for sure.
And you mentioned Rhinoceros. Is he running this weekend in the Karaka Millions meeting?
Yes, he's running in a 1,200-metre race. We're just, sounds a bit funny, but we're just changing it up a little bit and taking his blinkers off. He's had a couple of jump outs at home. We just want to try and maybe just see if he'll settle a bit better, whether he will get cover or not. And there should be a lot more speed in that 1,200-metre contest. And just see if we can add another bow to his string to his bow, really. You know, it's just, if we can add a couple more dimensions, it just makes a big difference to a horse like him.
And with the team that you're bringing out here, I saw your wife put out a message on social media that you're looking for a couple of people that can ride and do groundwork over the autumn carnival. Have you had anyone locked in, or are you still looking for staff to help out the Aussie campaign?
No, still looking for a few. Just sort of getting a bit organised now, but still definitely looking. So it'll be good if we could get a few people. It'd be really nice.
Will you come over solo, or will you be able to get the other members of the family over this time, mate?
I'm hoping to get some of the kids over, and my wife. It just depends sort of what's happening, really, and they haven't announced what they're happening. What's happened to the border here yet or not. They're sort of meant to have said about it yesterday was the date, but they haven't sort of said anything. We're sort of waiting on exactly what their new official statement is going to be on how the border and stuff goes from the next few months.
All right. Well, fingers crossed you do get to see the family out here with you during the autumn campaign. And we can't wait to see Elephant and Rhinoceros. Have you got a winner this weekend in New Zealand?
We've only just got the one starting the weekend, just Rhino. So that's the only starter. So fingers crossed he can. He's working very well, but a bit probably short of his best. But hopefully he'll be in the right fashion and be strong late.
Good on you, David. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.